Okay, it says in the Rambam that on Chanukah you have to light the neiros Misha Tishka Chamo Ad Shetich Loreg Min Hashuk for the first, you know, the first half an hour. The Rambam says Chatzi Shoa Yoser. After a half an hour is over, no more mitzvah. You can't light it. You missed it. Why? Because the Gemara brings a brisa like that. It says Mitzvosa Misha Tishka Hachamo Ad Shetich Loreg Min Hashuk. And the Gemara says in the second pshat there, that it means the ilo adlik, if you didn't light right away by shkia, madlik, you have that much time and till then, and that's it. And if you look in the Rosh over there in the Gemara there, he also writes that after half an hour, it's over zman. The zman's over. But he says that the Gemara really has a second pshat in the Braisa there. The Gemara has a pshat that it's l'shi'ura, that it means the amount of oil necessary to do the mitzvah should be half an hour worth. And if you go with that pshat, then there's no time limit. Then all night is kosher for lighting the menorah. And so if somebody missed the first half an hour, chaparain, at least one, you'll be yotze like one day. It will be a suffix that you're yotze, so that's the Rosh says. Kedai to chaparain the other day. Now, if you look in the Tur says that the first half an hour is when you should light, but that's the Iker mitzvah. Mihu, all night is the zman. All night is the zman to do the mitzvah. Udaloi k'moishe kasav Rambam, that after half an hour you're not yotze. So the shaila is, what's the Torah talking about? You don't have all night. Which sheet is that? Which sheet is he doing? So the Beis Yosef understood the Torah meant his father's sheet, the Rosh, which really you should know as a rule, if for sure the Torah means the Rosh. The Torah always means what his father holds. You can maybe count on your fingers if the Torah didn't go like his father. And once, in a, if it's ever, then he says why. Because he goes with his father. Everything he says is his father. So the Beis Yosef says that the Torah didn't write it. He says, I have a taina on the Torah. It's not accurate. His father wrote that you're not yoitze after half an hour. His father just said that you could be samech on the second shita that sofik yoitze. Not the Tur wrote that the pshat is that after half an hour you can also do it. Okay. Now the truth is that there's some rishonim that say what the Tur said. The Rashba and Ritva. The Rashba and Ritva say that when the Gemara said you have to light in the first half an hour, that's to be yoytze lechatchila. Because more than just tamazoy lechatchila, it's not a hider. The chiev is persuminisa. The chiev of hadlokas neiros is the mefaris. I mean, there's no one around after in those days. After half an hour, there's no one around. And starting, that's when people left after shkia. Well, you, that's a three-way machlokes, because it's after one shita is after shkia, what we call shkia today. That's the Rambam. After, you know, after shkia and the calendar. Then you have the Rashba and Ran say it means after shkia shnia, 58 minutes after our shkia. That's not Rintamia. 58 is not Rintam. And then you have the Tur and Shulchan Aruch after Tzeis, which is, Tzeis is plenty different, whatever Tzeis, you know. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. There's three sheets as what exactly we mean here. But whatever it is, a half an hour from then. So these Rishonim say that it says in the Gemara you have only one half an hour, but that's to be Yoytze Pesuminisa. But if you missed Pesuminisa, don't think that you don't have nothing, because you still have something left, because we find in the Gemara that Bishas HaSakana, you do it on the Shulchanai. So from here we see that there's an inyan to light the neiros without any pirsumei nisa also. So do it anyways. That sounds really like the Torah.
That really pirsumei nisa, there's an internal pirsumei nisa.
Well, whatever you want to call it, you don't need other people to see it. If I'm the only person, it sounds like it's good. Like if I'm alone in the toilet table, do it. So that's good enough. So that's what the Torah and the sounds the most like he's saying that. The Rashba and the Ritva. It can't be that the Torah flew off to the Rashba and Ritva and left his father out of it. It's not Shaykh. So you would have to say that the Torah holds that that's what his father meant. Even though the words in the Rosh are Achar the Chatzi Shah of our mitzvasa, it doesn't mean like zero. It means the Iker mitzvah, you missed the Iker mitzvah. But you can still do something and like he says, Miu kol alayla zman, you should still do it. The Shaila is how in the world did the Torah figure that out? I'm saying he saw it. He goes at home and he saw it. that would really be funny that his father would do that. If his father wrote before, he shouldn't do that. Okay, that could be. Okay, that's one answer. Okay, he saw. He goes home and he saw. Okay, but I want to say that he figured it out from something in the Rush. That the Rush got a hold like that. Okay, so I'll try to explain where he saw this in the Rush. Shots like this. It says in the Rosh that you need a half an hour of oil, which is the second shot in the Gemara, and the Lishi'ura. And the Rosh says that if you had less than half an hour of oil and you made the bracha, you weren't yaitze. And even if you put in oil afterwards, it's too late because the shear has to be there when you start. Because we pass in halakha is mitzvah, it all has to be there when you start. Now, before I get any further, I want to explain something right here. That din of the Rosh is a very important thing. How does the Rosh write such a strong language? He says, if you didn't have half an hour of oil, you weren't yotze. Also, that's the second pshat in the Gemara. That's the pshat of Lishiura. So he should write, you weren't yotze like that lashon, but you're yotze the other lashon. He did that by the other thing, by the half an hour, which was the first pshat. He says you weren't yotze like that lashon, but do it for that lashon. It's very important.
That's
the lashon of the Gemara, and that's Rishayin. The two lashon is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, what does it mean that the mitzvah is from shkia till tichlam and
shul? No, I mean the previous one. When he said, do it the suffix, he meant the suffix.
Which lashon? He says, since there's two lashonis in the Gemara, so even if you missed the first lashon of the Gemara, do it misafik to chaperain the second lashon of the Gemara. So then, how come he didn't write the same thing the other way? Right? Like, yeah, why didn't he write? Right. So the answer, I believe, is...
So don't by definition have to have enough initially.
Oh, okay, I think you're saying what I'm going to say. The Rosh held that this inyan of having half an hour of oil is not the Lashonis. That's a fact. That's a fact, you need a half an hour of oil. That's not pulling these Lashonis. The Lashonis are, what does this Brisa refer to? Does it refer to that you only have half an hour to light? Or does it refer to the din that you need half an hour of oil? But the din that you need half an hour of oil is a alta din. How does he know it's a alta din? From what you were saying. Because you have a whole sugya on Amud Aleph. What's a din if it went out? Zakukla, ein zakukla, a whole thing. What's the whole shaila? What do you mean if it went out? If you only need one drop of oil, of course there's no problem. You only have to put in a drop of oil. You see, the Gemara is based on a premise that you're supposed to have a half an hour of oil in there, or else the whole sugya doesn't begin. So you see, that was like an alta yadiyah. That was a fact that you needed a half an hour of oil. And on that, there's a whole sugya, what if it blew out and that. Now, the Braisa says, mitzvosa mishatishka chama ad shetichla regul menashuk. So the second pshat in the Gemara is, it means the din of the oil. The first pshat in the Gemara knows that it's true that there's a din of half an hour of oil. It's just they didn't like that to be this thing. Why? It doesn't fit very nicely to the word so well. Because why are you saying Misha Tishka Hachama Ashatich Larega Manashuk? You should say Chatzi Shah, oil of half an hour, because the second lashon holds it's all night long. The second lashon holds it, do it whenever you want. And you just need a half an hour of oil, so it doesn't fit so very well into the lashon. You could put it in, you could say, because the reason why the amount of half an hour was established is because that was
a presumnes.
Right, but the din lamaisa is just chatzi shav shemen. So the machlokes between the two lashonos is what fits better into these words. So the Lishna Kama says, these words sound like it's saying, Taka, really you have to only do it between Shkia and half an hour. The second Lashon says, no, we'll stop it in. We'll say it means the oil. And that's how it's saying you need a half an hour of oil. But the din that you need half an hour of oil is a din. Finished. It's a din, and therefore the Rosh says if you don't have half an hour of oil, you're vaday not yoytze. No one argues on that. So now the question is like this: what happens if a person came home 5 minutes before the 30 minute line? Yeah, he's home at 25 minutes. Now it says in the Rosh, if you don't have that half an hour of oil, it's puzzle. You're not yotze at all. So what do I have to do? Put in a half an hour of oil. Now what kind of sense does that make? If the din is that you're not yotze anything after the 30 minutes, what's the point of putting in oil? Was it a joke? I'm saying, but why should I put in all this extra oil there? Just it's like the oil I put in, let me ask you like the Rambam, okay? According to the Rambam, the Rambam says, after 30 minutes, it's nothing. He says, blow it out, the Rambam says, it's nothing, right? So how much oil should I put in if I come home 5 minutes before the end of this month? Should I put in 30 minutes of oil? It doesn't make any sense. And we'll soon see that the Rambam holds you don't. Because you don't put in oil for a joke that should just burn there for garnished. So memela, but the Rosh said you do, because the Rosh said you're not yoytze. If you don't put in half an hour of oil, you're not yoytze. So memela, from there, that's where the tour saw it. From there, the tour saw that you see that his father must agree that even if you pass the 30-minute line, you're doing something. Because if not, there's no point of putting in the oil. That could be where the Rosh, where the tour saw it from his father.
The only thing that he would see is that you can light it. You don't see that it can burn beyond. You don't see you can light it beyond.
Well, I'm saying once it can burn beyond, that means the mitzvah's still going. Okay, so that's not such a big...
It's a hemshach.
Oh, you mean maybe if it started in the 30 minutes...
Okay. In the Rosh. You don't see more than that.
It's true, but in Svar, it could be, you could see that, because you see from there that when it goes, when nobody sees it, it's something. So then, it's already this man, so then he already figured by himself that who are then if you could light it then. But that would be the place where the tour got it from his father, that there's still something going on afterwards.
So what does the Rambam do with this half hour din? Everybody holds it this half hour
din. One second. The Rambam says, how much oil should you put in? The Rambam says, enough oil to get you until Tichle. So the Magen Avraham says, Shma Mina, that if you're holding by 15 minutes late, then just get yourself till the end. 15 minutes of oil. You're holding 1 minute till the end?
So
1 minute of oil.
Half an hour is the most.
Half an hour is... The Rambam says that you're supposed to light it immediately and do it for half an hour. But Shachach, the Rambam says, Shachach Ayhizid, and you came late, then just do whatever you're up to till the end. But Taka, I think it fits perfectly. In other words, the Rambam holds it doesn't make any sense. You're not putting in oil after half an hour for nothing. So the Rambam holds it, you just put in until you get to the end.
With a bracha.
With a bracha. Okay, so now, what comes out is like this.
There's no basar aschola here at all. Right?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You start 15 minutes, so maybe that 15 minutes...
You're
15 minutes late, so you put in half an hour, so that continues from the 15 minutes.
Oh, that's what Baron was saying. Yeah, the Torah seems to say that that's already good enough rye for him to see from there that the mitzvah could be Yaitz Zayin even after the 30 minutes, so you could even light it already after. That Torah is taking on his places. That you see the mitzvah goes even after the Pirsumi. Meaning, in short, there's a machloikis yesoidi in Taich. The Gemara says, Lishi Ura. The Gemara says, that what is this thing? Mi shatishka chama ad shatich leger minashuch. So the Gemara says, Lishi Ura. The Tur learns, Lishi Ura, or the Rosh learns, Lishi Ura means there's a shear of shemen. You need 1/2 hour of shemen. Like the Rosh said, and if you don't have your whole 30 minutes of shemen, you can't be yaitzi anything. And Mimela, I don't care if you started by Shkia, you started late, start any time you want, but you need 30 minutes of shemen in there. Lishi Ura, it's a sheer shemen. The Rambam teaches Lishi Ura means that you are mechuyev to have the candles burning the entire 30 minutes, Misha Tishka Ad Shatich Lagavan Ashuk. That's what Lishi Ura. And if somebody missed a minute, he was a shachach harahizid, like the Rambam called him. Still, the Gemara said, Eloi Adlik, if you missed it, don't think you're potter, Madlik, go and do the rest. But the Lishiura is not on the oil, it's on the half an hour.
Zman.
That's what the machlekes is boiling down to. Okay, so now, based on this, let's first say there should come out three nafkaminas, Between the Rambam against the Torah. The first one we already did. Again, the nafkamina is, what do you do if you're 20 minutes late after Shkia? So the Rambam holds, put in 10 minutes worth. Or else it's just Baal Tashchis to put in any more than that. And according to the Russian Torah, if you're going to put in 10 minutes worth, you're not Yaitzeh. It's a Bracha L'Batala. You have to put in 30 minutes of Shaman. You need that Shiur. Second nafkamina is a person who only owns 10 minutes worth of oil. He doesn't have more. Should he do anything? So lefi the Rambam, sure. There's no shear in the oil. The shear means you're supposed to burn it the whole 30 minutes. But if you didn't, if you were shachach, or you were hizid, whatever, then you do what you do. So memela, do what you can do. But according to the Rosh of the Torah, you go to sleep. Maybe, but I don't know if you have to, because it could be, if you're about
why,
to...
Why these 10 minutes?
He's an honest in the first 20 minutes, and the last 10 minutes, he has.
You could do the opposite
It could be just as
you
good.
Start right. Yeah. Maybe you'll get an ace, and I'll go for 30 minutes.
maybe swallow the win.
Yeah. Eight times.
But anyway, the chayr could be either way. But according to the Torah, go to sleep. Shalom. Don't bite it. You get nothing for it. And then a third case would be, but here it would just be two different reasons. Let's say it's less than 30 minutes until daybreak. So the feed of Rambam, Stam is for following. You're away. You missed it by ages. But even like the Torah, there shouldn't be a point to light because You can't do your 30 minutes of oil because, at least according to the way I was learning it, the oil only counts if it's doing some good, like we were saying before, that at least it's some mitzvah. But the oil in the morning is nothing, so you can't do it. Okay, now that din is not, we didn't find that din anywhere. But that's what should come out in Cheshbin, such a din, that if you have less than 30 minutes till the morning, you can't do the mitzvah, it's not possible.
Could be that since we like the Bat Knesset in the morning, so as long as he started with manfiyah, that claim the pursuit of nisa.
That's really
to a private house.
Yeah. Right, because that's like a different Indian. Yeah.
That's a
minute. Light. Light
right. Yeah. No, it's really no.
That
problem.
Would be a big chiddush. Oh, and now I want to say another nafkamina, which is obvious from what we were saying. Are you mechuyev to light immediately at the second of shkia? So the Rambam says 10 times, yes. He says, loy makdimin, b'loy ma'achrin. And then he says, if you were shoygig or mazid and you were late, you see, he's real machmer about it. And the pshat is because it's a good thing of the Gemara, the Shiura, you have to light the whole half an hour. But if you look in the Torah, gunisht, when you want light, come home, light. After shkia, you have half an hour. Anytime between, why? Because it doesn't say it in the Gemara, according to him. There's no such Gemara that you have to light it on the buzzer. The Gemara says you should have a half an hour of oil in your menorah. So I'll get my half an hour of oil and I'll light. Shalom. That's all. It doesn't say about when. And if you look in the Torah, Taka never says anywhere in the Torah that you should light right away. When he just says, between here and here, this mamish fits perfectly. And the biggest thing that made me so happy was this happened to me after last year Hanukkah. I was still working on some Hanukkah with a younger man. We were like still had kashas left over, and we had one kasha which we couldn't figure out. And then we finally realized it's Poshet Mamish. It says in the Torah that you should light mi soif hashkir. Okay, mi soif hashkir. Now, that's because his shita is from Tseis. Soif Shkia means like the end of Shkia, from Tseis. So light from, well, how do you get that letter Mi? Because the Gemara is like Mi Shatishka. Look in the Mechaber, he switched the word. He copied it out of the Torah, but he took out the Mi, and instead he wrote Im Soif Shkia. Why change that word? What's wrong with Mi? Where did he get the word Im from? He copied the word im out of the Rambam. But the Rambam grata holds that you do it by shkia mamish. Okay, fine. I don't have any tightness on that. But what's the matter? If you like the Torah, write the Torah. If you like the Rambam, write the Rambam. Why do you do the Torah and then you switch one word from me and you stick in im? Well, we didn't know pshat. Then we realize the pshat's mamish poshet ma'oid. The pshat is because it says in Shulchan Aruch all those azharis. The Shulchan Aruch says loy makdimin, loy ma'achrin, shachach ayhizid. He's holds like that. Mimela, you can't do it after soif shkia. Then you already missed a minute. So he switched that word and he put it in, which means like you say shalosh dvarim tzach la'adam oimar b'sich beisa im chashecha hadlikus aner. Not after Chashecha. Im Chashecha, when it's about to get dark. Right? So Mimela, the Shulchan Aruch switched to the Rambam because he holds like him. That you have to be Machmer to get he's Machmer for that Shita, that you have to get the whole half an hour. So he put in the word Im. The Torah doesn't write it. He just, state in the Gemara, Misha Tishka, do it after. Why should he do it before Shkia Bechlal? Just do it after Shkia. Sometime you have until half an hour. So that's Lufiyan Nizdati Mamish, the Poshidip shot in what's going on over there. Oh, and now it turns out like this.
There's a big Kiddush in the Rambam, though, concerning that they didn't have clocks. They had watches.
So, well, you could look at the sun because.
Yeah, you could look at the sun.
On a day when it's cloudy.
I mean, it's one thing when it's approximate. I mean, they had an ability, we see that throughout until they put all the time. But we're talking about the Hamoinam that.
I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't think im is so meduyik. It has to be. I think it's a 10 minutes before he gives a few. He doesn't think it's, but it was close. You were supposed to do it close. Yeah, close to shkia.
Close words.
Right, not mamish. Yeah.
Basically, the Rambam is going with the Rambam, which he usually does.
Right. He goes with the Rambam as far as that inyan that you should get in the whole half an hour. Right. Later on, Grada, the Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Oimer. There's two Mechabers. Tafresh Ayin Beis is this man, and Tafresh Ayin Hei is more Dine Mekoy Madlaka. And there in the Tafresh Ayin Hei says, Yesh Misha Oimer, that if you didn't have a whole half an hour of oil, Lo Yotzi Dechei Vosei.
That's the tour.
That's the tour. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah there, he writes, and what if the person lit with less than half an hour of oil? Yachzor v'yadlik b'li bracha. And lefi anir zdaiti, that fits together, because you see he's being choshev for the Rambam too. So, and according to the Rambam, you were yaitzi. So don't, he's machmer for both. The Shulchan Aruch brings them both. But he holds that you have to be machmer to do a mamish at this month. Now, it comes out like this. So according to the Rambam, when it says mitzvasa misha tishka hachama, it doesn't mean the mitzvah when you should do it. It means when it should be on. But do it before. In other words, misha means after. After shkia. The mitzvah is after shkia until tichla megashut. But the Rambam says beferish you should light it im shkiyasa, because you don't want to miss that first minute. So the Gemara says not that way. It says Misha. But Misha is not going on doing it. It's going on this man when it should be there. Be on. Be already lit. But Mashenkin, the Torah doesn't read it that way. The Torah read it that the Pshat as it means, do it then. Yeah. So now, once we get that far, I think this is Pshat in the whole Shaila, the question of the Be'er Halacha asks. Because like this, there's a Behag, which says the whole Nusach of the Rambam, that you have to do it im shkiyasa, loy makdimin, loy ma'achrin, the whole Nusach. So the Beis Yosef writes, the Rambam, the Behag, are dover echad. They're both saying the same thing. So Frek the Be'er Halacha, he says, but I have a kasha, because the Rashba and Ran bring this Behag down. In the Rashba and Ran in Masechet Shabbos. And they say a kasha like this. The Behag is so machmir, you shouldn't be machdim at all, you shouldn't be macher at all. So, how do you do it? Comes Friday, you're supposed to do it after Shkia, on Friday, and you're not allowed to be makdim at all, but chil Shabbos. Okay, that's their kasha on the Bahak.
The Shir is before, they were the sake on the Shabbos.
You mean maybe on Shabbos it's shiny, every Shabbos shiny. Okay, you see, they didn't want to answer that. You could just, I saw the Meiri says that. Every Shabbos, hechad the after shiny, finished. They didn't want to say that, it doesn't, I guess maybe the Gemara should have mentioned it or something, they don't want to say that. So they give it teretz. Shema mino, that the Behag's Shita is like Rav Yosef. There's a Machloikas Rabbah and Rav Yosef about Shkia for Friday night. Rabbah holds like what we're used to, which is the Rambam, Paskins like him, that Shkia, that's when Spanish mushes, you have to stop working. Rav Yosef says, no, Hichsif, when the horizon gets darkened, that's Spanish mushes. But Shkia is still weekday, it's still Friday. So the Rashba and Ran say, the Behag must have paskened like Rav Yosef. So Memela Taka, you wait for Shkia. Then you light your Hanukkah candles. And then, by Hichsif, then it's already Shabbos. Then you have to stop doing Malach. Okay, this is the Rashba and Ran. So Frek, the Be'er Halacha, on the Beis Yosef. He says, how could the Beis Yosef say that the Behag with the Rambam are one thing, but the Rambam says the halacha is like Rambam, that you can't do malacha after Shkia. So how could it be that the Rambam holds the same thing like the Behag? So he says, Ella, obviously the Rambam does not hold the same thing as the Behag. And when the Rambam wrote, im shkiyasa, he meant a little before Shkia, and Mimela, Friday, you do the same thing, a little before Shkia.
Yeah,
oh.
Also, like, even the Chanukah, not when Shkia is. Who says they have to hold the time? That the starting, whatever the starting point is, he holds like the Rambam.
Okay, well, in other words, let's exact what you're saying. The Beis Yosef is talking in Hilchas Chanukah, right? Mm-hmm. And he's saying the Rambam and the Bahag hold the same thing about Hilchas Chanukah. So, basically...
In this din.
Which is what's this din, meaning...
Half an hour, and that's it. The question, where does it start?
Oh, well, one second. The Beis Yosef is going on the thing about the Loi Makdin V'lo Ma'achrin. He says that they both hold the same thing about it has to be Mamish Loi Makdin V'lo Ma'achrin. That's...
But they don't say from what point.
Oh, you're saying maybe he doesn't mean the same point. It's just yeah. Loi Makdin V'lo Ma'achrin, but yeah. Not... I wanted to say even more than you. I wanted to say that the Beis Yosef is saying, look... He said the same words. Open up the two svarim. Here it says im shkiyas ol makdin lomachin. Here it says im shkiyas ol makdin lomachin. They mean the same thing, meaning the other way around. What he's trying to say is, fine. I hear everything with the Rambam, and if you make a cheshbin, you're going to need to say that im in the Rambam means right before shkiyah. Okay, so that's what the Bahag means. But there's no telling. Maybe the Bahag also is saying that. If they wrote the same thing, what's the issue that the Be'er Halacha is bringing up? But the Ran and Rashba lo ala al daitam such a pshat in the Bahag, right? They all have tainus. How could the Bahag say this thing? But then it's Chil Shabbos, and they need to come up that he holds a Rav Yosef. If there was ever ala al daitam. That the Bahag was talking before Shkia, they would have never wrote what they wrote. So that's the Ha'ar. So what I'm boiling it down is like this. The Rambam wrote the same words as the Bahag. And for sure, the Rambam meant before Shkia. So he, if you would show the Rambam of the Bahag, open up and show him the thing, he'd say, oh, that's what I wrote, right? So then he would for sure say the Bahag was saying before Shkia. But the Rashba and Ran opened up the Bahag and they read the same thing and they said he meant after Shkia. So what's going on? So I think what's going on is the same old thing that was going on before. That the Rambam said, for sure you need to do it before Shkia. Because it says Lishayur, it has to be already on the whole time. It says in the Gemara, Misha Tishka. That means it should be on. So Memela, the Rambam wrote what he wrote, and he meant what he meant, that you light it before Shkia, and it goes for half an hour, and when it says Misha Tishka, it's talking about that it's on Misha Tishka. So Memela, that's what he meant, and for sure the Bahag might have meant the same thing. Why did the Rashba and Ran never think of such a thing? Because it says in the Gemara Misha Tishka. You have to do it after. And they learned that the word means when you do it. Because like the other pshat, like the tour and the rosh, and the truth is that it fits because they also learn, they don't learn l'shiur like the Rambam that should be on the whole time. They have their own pshat in l'shiur, I'll say in a minute. They don't learn the l'shiur like the Rambam. So by them it was pasha that says in the Gemara, you do it after Tishka. So when they open the box, it says im shkia. For sure he means after shkia. They never, halal daitam, how could he can't mean before shkia? It says in the Gemara, misha tishka. So they had their problems. It's Chil Shabbos, so they said it's Rav Yosef. But the Beis Yosef is still saying good, that's not a rye that really the Bahag holds that way, that he might hold it the Ramba. That's what I think that could be the pshat in the what's going on over here. Now, I just mentioned that Taka, the Rashba, and Ran, they say the Rif's pshat in Lishiura, which is a third pshat. The Rif says Lishiura means that after Tichla, you're allowed to blow out the candles or mishtamish la'ira of the candles. The Shiur is just saying that the mitzvah is only going on while this half an hour is there. After that, you don't need to worry about the candles. So Vayter doesn't say what the Rambam took out of it, which is that it needs to be on for half an hour. That's not what it's trying to say. So Memela Taka, they learned that it means you light it after. Okay? So Hayotze Mikol Anal is that you have important machlekes. Between the Rambam, which is the Shulchan Aruch is choshet for that shita of the Rambam, that you have to have it on entire half an hour, and therefore he says you light it a little before, and all the other shitas like the Tur and the Rosh and the Rashba and Ran, they all say no, you light it after Shkia, and you can do it anytime you want during the half an hour is fine. And on the other hand, they're being machmer that you have a half an hour of shemeli kuvo, and the Rambam doesn't have that. Okay, now, how much time? Okay, good. We could still say the second part. Now, I want to just go into this machloikus. Meaning, the Rambam said that after half an hour, nothing. Don't do it. The Rashba, Ritva, Tur, they all said, do it. And the Rashba and Ritva brought a raya, because in Shas HaSakana, we see you do it. And it's no Pirsumei Nisa, so why should after half an hour be any worse? So what's the Rambam going to say about that? The answer is Pashit. The Rambam is going to say that Shas HaSakana, they made a special takana that only works b'Shas HaSakana. But if it's not a Shas HaSakana, then it doesn't work. So that's for sure what he's going to say. And they are saying, no, I'll take out of there that you could always do it. So here I'm going to say over Rabbi Yitzchak Friedman's Taina. He said, I think I asked the question, he said the Teretz. The question was, so Im Kain, why did the Gemara need, if you learn like the Ritva and Rashba, why did the Gemara write? If it's a Shas HaSakana, you could put it on the table. I have a better way to write it. The Im Hidlik al Shulchan Yatza. Because according to them, that's really always. It's just b'di'evit. So right, the Im Hidlik al Shulchan Yatza, then everyone will chop by themselves that if it's just a sakana, I'll do the b'di'evit. Bishop, like the Rambam, it's very good. The Rambam saying, you can't do this. You're not yoytze. If it's a shas sakana, you could yoytze. That opens up a new door, you can do it. But if you learn like the Ritva and the Rashba, that means that it's always b'di'evit. So then why does it write it that way? Just write, because just giving an example? Okay, you could say, this is an example where it's even l'chatchila.
Yeah, because we said that it's a double b'di'evit. Because you can do it in the window, and maybe there's not the same number of people. There might be some person, there's some possibility if it's in the house, but it's not.
Okay, but there, you see, they're saying that you can always yoytzezayin with the Shas HaSakana, because they're using it as a raya. They're saying, and even if you miss the half an hour, it's still good b'di'evit. V'horaya, Shas HaSakana, m'nich b'shilchan v'dayin. So that means that they're like using that, right? That, so if they're going to tell me that you're not yoytze, then that's not a very good raya. It must be that they hold your yoytze. So why doesn't it just say it that way? So l'chayr, the answer, this is what he's tying it, that the answer could be that there's a din being said here. That if it has a shem of shas hasakana, you always can put it on the table. Meaning, let's say it's a shas hasakana, but there's no sakana tonight. So am I mechuyev to go outside for the lechatchila? State the din. If it's a shas hasakana, if it's like generally speaking a shas hasakana, they took off the lechatchila. They took off the lechatchila. That's maybe what is teaching me over here. Like people say, like the Itur says about us. Right nowadays, you have to measure. This guy lives on that corner and here. Here it's punk, not a sakana. The neighbor isn't home tonight. You don't have to do that. If it's a shasa sakana, they took off the lechatchila of. So that's why it said it in that lashon.
Doesn't Tosha say that our minig is
to light inside? Tosha says we light inside, right? So you don't have to worry. Take it away. So that's why I wrote that lashon. Okay. Anyways, now it comes out. Then we have a machlokes yesoidi. According to the Rambam, Shas HaSakana is a special takana limited only for a Shas HaSakana. The Rashba and Ritva say that it's always b'di'evit. You can always do this b'di'evit.
But doesn't the Rambam even see that Shas HaSakana, there's another reason besides Pirsumei Nisa to light the candles? That there's this
Okay. But they say we're not letting go. If you could do the full one, you can't yoytze if you don't do the full one. They could say it like that, right? If you could do Pirsumei Nisa, it's ma'akev, you know.
But you see there's another aspect to
yeah.
There's Hanukkah, yeah. So why doesn't the Rambam say it could go beyond?
Because it's you're not yoytze, the Chachamim are going to say, if you do one aspect, it's garnished. You can't make a bracha. We're not making that takana. You have to, you know, only if it's takana, then we'll make a new thing to do one aspect. But otherwise, like ma'akim, you have to do the whole thing. L'chayra, there's a beferish gemara like the Rambam. Beferish gemara. The gemara says, it says a braisa, if a person lit the menorah indoors and he took it outside, loy asa klum. So the Gemara asks, why? But now it's in the right place. So the Gemara says, because hadlaka is a mitzvah, and since when you did the hadlaka, it was inside, loy asa klum. So the Gemara slugs it up. The Gemara says, no, lo oilam eimalach hanacha is a mitzvah. Why loyas a klum? Ki haroya oimer litzorcha ablika. Since you're moving it around, it looks like you're doing it litzorcha, so that's why it's loyas a klum. Fine. Okay, but what did the Gemara say at first? The Gemara said, why is it loyas a klum? Because adlaka is a mitzvah. What do you mean loyas a klum? It's not klum. You're yoytze b'diyavit. If you're like the Rambam, it's good.
Yeah.
It's mamash l'chora b'feirish gemara. A beferish a gemara like the Rambam. So the Sfas Emes was mechaven on his own to the Ritva and Rashba. He held like them, and he says, "Look, what's going on in this gemara? Lo a klum. What's lo a klum about it? It's a kana. What's the matter?" So he says, at this point, the gemara was forced to mechadish the Rambam because they didn't have any avenue of escape. So the Gemara decided that we're going to have to say that Taka, if it's not Sakana, lo'as a klum. But as soon as the Gemara got out of it, because the Gemara says, Haroya oimer letzorcha hu da'adlika, all right, now there's Revach Latzola, we could say that reason. Now we're back to the old way that you are lo'as a klum. Okay, that's the Sfas Emes. And this Sfas Emes, I think, is meduyik ma'oid ma'oid. In halacha. Why? Because if you look up in the Rambam, it says in the Rambam, if someone took a menorah who lit it inside, and he brought it outside, loy osa klum, shehadloka oise mitzvah. Which is the Gemara. Because we paskin, everyone paskin, hadloka oise mitzvah, and you lit it inside, so it's losa klum. Look in the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, Hamadlik menoira bebeisai. Ve haitzia lachutz loy osa klum. Ki haroye oimer letzorchai hu da adlaka. Zok de Bach, tzorich ian gorel on the, I don't know, gorel, tzorich ian on the tour. That's not the right reason. That's what the Gemara said if you say hanocha is a mitzvah. But the tour paskins. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. V'harambam here gishbazeh. He writes, V'harambam here gishbazeh. The Rambam wrote the right reason. The Rambam wrote that the reason is because hadlaka is a mitzvah. But according to this, it's nifla meduyik. The pshat is like this. The Rambam holds that the original reason in the Gemara is true. That if a person lit it inside and he took it outside, it's taka garnished. Because the Rambam holds, if it's not a shasa sakana, it's garnished. So the Rambam wrote what it says in the Gemara Taka. It says in the Gemara, Hamadlik bifnim, v'hoitzia lachutz losa klum, because adloka is oisa mitzvah, so it's garnished. So the Rambam wrote what it says in the Gemara, like the Bach says. But the Tur, he holds like the Rashba, like we have. That really we hold that it's good b'diavad for a shasa sakana. The Gemara said it's garnished because they were stuck against the wall. They didn't think of it, they couldn't think of anything else, so they forfeited to the Rambam. But after the Gemara ended up saying that the reason is haroyay melitzarcho d'adlika, so we're dropping that. So the Taka dropped it, and they didn't write it. So they didn't write that Gemara of hadlaka is a mitzvah, and they wrote the real reason. The real reason is haroya oimer letzorcho d'adlika. That's the real reason why it's possible. Now, okay, I think that like Mamash fits in perfectly. Now, the only thing is that it comes out a chiddush that since the Roya is saying Litzorcha hu da adlika, it's nothing. When he lit it in the house, the Roya didn't say immediately when he lit it in the house Litzorcha hu da adlika. So why is it klum? Why is it klum? At that point, the Roya
had in mind to take it out.
Oh, so you can answer because he had in mind to take it out. And the din is if a person lights it with das to ruin it before the zman, then it's klum. Then it's nothing. So therefore, even the beginning would be nothing. Also, that would be the pshat. Okay, fine. I guess we'll stop over here. Yeah, I just wanted next Tuesday night. There's no sure, there's a bar mitzvah. I try to make sure to get everybody the invitation. I hope you got it. If not, maybe the mail. I think we got every person. I think so. Okay, it's next Tuesday, and whoever could come, very happy. And please, my wife said if anyone wants to come, even for a chalik, to just call that number. What it says over there. It's just no.
I'll be out of town. Right.
Did you look at the
mountain? Yes, I did. Thank you very much. I got it with Hanina Brown. Yeah, very good. Is it Mamish what you were saying? Yeah.
It makes sense because it says
even indirectly, what ain't look doesn't make
sense that a person should.